Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And time once again for Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and those folks in Jordan, Minnesota that make the best patio furniture in the whole world. Call By the Yard. We'll talk with Jim in just moments. Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner always want me to remind you to make sure to keep our feathered friends happy, one of which is keep clean, fresh water out for them, not only to drink, but certainly to bathe. And a couple of other things, clean those bird feeders and bird houses regularly. I'm talking about a 10% bleach solution, killing the bacteria, things like that. And the birds love the seed from Cardinal Corner. It's the freshest you're going to find anywhere, from 1-pound bags to 50-pound bags. And if you have not subscribed to their newsletter, it's free. They have a monthly newsletter, all sorts of tips. Just get online at cardinalcorner.com. And if you need a gift idea, boy, stop in, see the ladies at Cardinal Corner. You're going to find more than feeders and bird baths. That is a promise. Cardinal Corner is open 7 days a week. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center location. Call them, 651-455-6556. Or online, as I said, at cardinalcorner.com. You're going to find that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. And good morning to you, Jim Gilbert, officially 62 in the Twin Cities.
62. Oh, wow, we're 64. And you know what? Maybe it's because the water temperature here is in the 70s.
Maybe.
And we got a southeast wind. We live on the northwest side of the lake, Lake Waconia, 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. So anyway, we're 64. Heavy overcast, though. And with these southeast winds, it's ominous. It just feels like something's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like rain.
Yep.
Okay. There's one lone mourning dove out here cooing, and several swallows high overhead. They're twittering, but not a lot of other bird music. I didn't even hear a northern cardinal this morning. Sunrise, 6:13. Sunset, 8:22. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 14 hours, 9 minutes of daylight. We've lost 2 minutes and some seconds of daylight since yesterday, 18 minutes since last Sunday, and 1 hour and 27 minutes is a total daylight loss since June 20th, our summer solstice, and of course the longest daylight period of the year. We still have 5 hours and 23 minutes of daylight to lose by December 21st, the winter solstice. The normal high for today is 81, normal low 63. Records for today, August 13th, in the Twin Cities include a high 98 set in 1880 and the low 48 set in 1924 and again in 1997. The most rain we've ever received on this date in recorded history, a little over 2 inches, 2.05 inches on this date in 2007. The moon is in the last quarter stage tomorrow night. Today, it sets at 12:29 this afternoon. I was going to say you can go out and see it right now, but it's too cloudy. But it's kind of fun to be able to see it during the daylight, too. But it'll rise again at 11:40 tonight. Our next full moon is September 6th. A week from Monday is a solar eclipse. Rod Nerdahl, the consulting astronomer for the Minnesota Weather Guides for the past 28 years, says that the August 21st solar eclipse is being called the Great American Eclipse, a well-deserved name since it will likely be the most viewed eclipse ever. Not since February 26, 1979 have viewers in the U.S. been able to see an eclipse as dramatic as this one. For people living along a 30-mile-wide path stretching from Salem, Oregon, through St. Louis, Missouri, to Columbia, South Carolina, the moon will completely cover the sun, a total eclipse. Here in the upper Midwest, over 80% of the sun will be blocked by the moon at mid-eclipse, causing a real dimming of sunlight around 1 p.m. That's on the 21st now of August. Because the eclipse will not be total, you have to take precautions to protect for eye damage. Now, for us, we're going to use my little reflecting telescope and be reflecting on a screen the image, and we'll view the solar eclipse that way. The eclipse starts at 11:44 and maximum is at 1:07 and ends at 2:29. What do you think? Are you going to be able to get out and see it?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes. Mike Lynch, I got glasses, special glasses from Mike Lynch this past week, and he urged, and he's been doing this to for our listeners, that don't. I mean, you can look at it with the proper glasses, because some of them are not very good, he said. But these are good. And don't look through your telescope or binoculars, even if you have the glasses, because of the magnification can blind you. So
that's right.
Yeah, so that's a good reason why you're doing it your method, your way.
What I'm going to do, I'll talk about this again next Sunday,
sure.
Because then it'll be just the day before.
Right.
During daylight hours, white lion sphinx moths, those are also called the hummingbird moths because they can hover in the air like a hummingbird. They visit garden flowers such as petunias. Showy garden perennial plants blooming now include hydrangeas, Russian sage, rudbeckia, like the black-eyed Susan, phlox, purple coneflowers, and so on. Gardeners are busy harvesting celery, green peppers, onions, carrots, beets, potatoes, tomatoes, muskmelons, watermelons, cucumbers, zucchini, cabbage, sweet corn, and even more. It's the height of bloom for the wild cucumber. Now, this is an annual vine with upright clusters. These upright clusters are, 6-8 inches long with white flowers. This vine can be seen, and it's not a very thick vine, but it can be seen growing on fences and other structures and growing up into shrubs and way up into trees. Both butternut and black walnut trees have full-size green fruits, and they're showing some yellow leaflets. And it's when you see these butternuts and black walnut trees with their golden yellow leaflets, like right now, it's a kind of a preview of the fall colors. Purple martins, the largest member of the swallow family, are lined up on some utility lines as they prepare for migration. Diane and Dave Herring live near Waterville, it's in the Mankato area, report that they're still seeing a few fireflies, not nearly as many as they saw, of course, during July. Recently, they saw a newly harvested small grain field. I don't know what it could have been. Could have been winter wheat. It could have been oats. But anyway, out in this field near Faribault, it was just like full of Canada geese, gleaning, looking for those extra seeds. Near their home, they have seen tree swallows lined up on utility wires, staging for migration. And note that yesterday, a male northern cardinal was singing in their yard at 5:50 a.m. I was listening this morning to see if we could hear them here, but we didn't. And they saw yesterday morning hundreds of orb spider webs covered with dewdrops, and these were sparkling in the low sun at 7:30. Most ruby-throated hummingbirds leave northern Minnesota by September 12th and southern Minnesota by September 25th. Right now, there's a feeding frenzy at many feeding stations, so people have put up more feeders. here in southern Minnesota, the Young of the Year have joined the others, and there are also some hummingbird migrants from the north. Art and Barb Straub from Le Sueur have seen up to 50, that's 50, great egrets and 29 great blue herons in the former Le Sueur wastewater treatment ponds right along 169. I noticed that myself when I was driving to St. Peter last weekend. They also have been seeing tree swallows and barn swallows lined up on utility wires. Art and Barb Straub remind me that the 9th annual Henderson Hummingbird Hurrah is coming up next Saturday, August 19th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., rain or shine. The Henderson Hummingbird Hurrah is a family event that celebrates the ruby-throated hummingbird, Minnesota's smallest bird. This is a free event open to the public featuring hummingbird banding from 9 to noon, children's activities, speakers, garden tours, and more. Birders and garden enthusiasts will gather at Bender Park and Minnesota New Country School. They're close together. They're just a couple blocks apart in Henderson. Now, Henderson's a picturesque town along the Minnesota River near Le Sueur between Belle Plaine and St. Peter. And, of course, everybody, if they just take a few moments' time standing in the garden, they will definitely see ruby-throated hummingbirds. Got a couple other things about this. I'll be there at the Hummingbird Hurrah next Saturday starting at 9 and at an educational booth, and we'll be happy to answer nature questions and listen to nature observations and stories. I will also have with me the new just-off-the-press 2018 editions of the Minnesota Weather Guide Environment Calendar and Almanac and the Weather Guide Environment Engagement Calendars. They'll be for sale, but I also have order sheets to take home. Yesterday, I took the water temperature of Lake Waconia off the more than 300-foot-long dock system at the Intown Marina. It was 76 degrees, a drop of 7 degrees since July 31st. The staff at the Intown Marina report that muskies have begun biting. A 50-inch muskie was caught lately. Sunfish and largemouth bass fishing is also good. On Friday, the water temperature of Gilmore Lake, that's near Dorset in Hubbard County, was 70 degrees. On August 2nd, it was 80. That's according to Tom Theogis. Al Senechal notes that Mille Lacs Lake dropped 8 degrees from mid-July. This past Friday morning, it was 71 degrees. Jim Hubner from Little Rock Lake in Benton County, that's near Rice, recorded 71 degrees for the lake temperature yesterday. And I should mention that 70 degrees is kind of the cutoff for safe swimming. Of course, everybody body type's a little bit different. Some people can stand a little colder water, but we kind of aim for that 70 degrees. And we're just around that now for the Minnesota lakes and Wisconsin, for that matter. The flying grasshopper with the black wings that we see along trails and in short grassy areas is called the Carolina grasshopper. Rick Haley has been seeing the Carolina grasshoppers on the wing since July 30th in the Delano area. Yesterday I saw several eastern tiger swallowtail butterflies. These yellow and black 4 to 5 inch wing spread butterflies sure like to drink nectar from our purple cone flowers, the zinnias. I even saw them on marigolds yesterday. Tom Bovers from Faribault saw the giant swallowtail, and that's an even bigger butterfly. In fact, I think it's Minnesota's largest butterfly. They're a little bit bigger than the eastern tiger swallowtails. So the giant swallowtail, he saw one in his yard on Friday and another one at Riverbend Nature Center just yesterday. Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield report that Baltimore Orioles are still coming to their feeding station. Monarch butterflies like the native blooming plant called Blazing Star. Ray is a beekeeper, and took off his first honey just this past Thursday, August 10th. From just two supers, he got 50 pounds. He said it looks like a very good honey year so far. Maybe we need to talk about by the yard.
Well, I'm going to kind of segue into that. But, Jim, we received a nice email just the other day from Kay in Waconia.
Okay.
They enjoy feeding and seeing the many birds, etc. But they have a red-tailed hawk, and they found a dead goldfinch, feathers from three more birds. Now, they said, all feeders planning to wait about 2 weeks before they reappear. We also have a smaller dog who loves to lie in the sunny yard that the hawk raided. First of all, the question is, should they be concerned about that hawk?
About taking the small dog. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I appreciate.
I really don't think so. Because even though the hawk seems big, it only weighs, like 3 pounds.
Well, Kay also said they love listening to the show and have our first by-the-yard furniture, not our last, she said, a chair her husband retired a month ago after 57 years in the ministry. Now she wants one. So, Kay, you talk to your husband, and your husband's going to love that. He knows it already. He's not going to hear you say, hey, move that furniture. You can leave it out year in and year out. So thanks, Kay, for that. Jim and I love this CCO Land company called By the Yard. I was trying to think how many years we've been talking about it. It's got to be at least 15 years, maybe more.
I think so, but yeah. I know some of ours have been on here 10 years.
Maybe it's closer to 20. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but ours still looks like new.
And it's
when you wash it off, it can get dusty.
Oh, sure.
But you just wipe it off, and it looks like new.
Yeah, it's environmentally friendly. It's made out of recycled plastic milk jugs. It's still family run. Still a family CCO business down near Jordan, Minnesota. Great. The site down there is such an easy drive, wouldn't you say, Jim? It's just a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
It's just
a few miles. I took the mileage and I forgot what it is now. But just a few miles past the Chaska exit on 169.
And, of course, they're going to be at the Minnesota State Fair. We'll talk more about that. But if you want to give them a call, get that catalog. Here's a couple of ways to do it. 952-492-2777. You could also find out and order that catalog on the Internet. Just go to buytheyard.net. We love that furniture.
Oh, yes.
Jim, we have about 2 minutes or so to go.
Okay. Captain Rob Herring from Optima Charters out of Canal Park in Duluth reports that yesterday morning at 8, 4 miles out of Duluth, the Lake Superior surface temperature was 64, but down 105 feet was only 42 degrees. They continue to fish for lake trout. David and Mary Brislance, who live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen, report Friday they saw 7 species of migrating warblers in their yard. Juvenile white-throated sparrows and their parents are eating ripe, wild raspberries. As far as field and wildflowers, this is the yellow season of the summer. Some of the plants with showy yellow flowers now include, and some of these flowers, and we saw them when we were there too, they grow in big clusters. Okay, some of them include the tall sunflower, black-eyed Susan, Canada goldenrod, evening primrose, the mullins, and, of course, common tansy. Richard and Don Young from Fridley, who are campground hosts this summer at Lake Bemidji State Park, report water temperature at Lake Bemidji on Friday was 70 degrees. Yesterday, just Saturday, they counted 24 common loons in a group out on the lake. They've been seeing monarch butterflies the last 2 weeks, and notice an abundance of Franklin's ground squirrels. They said it's good to see the large numbers of families enjoying the great outdoors in the Minnesota system. Julie Brophy from Victoria reports, as more acorns fall, they also see more wood ducks come ashore to feed on them. They live right on the edge of a big pond. And eastern chipmunks are busy collecting these acorns too. And Julie says common tree frogs have joined the nighttime insect chorus in their yard. Of course, insect chorus includes things like snowy tree crickets, common field crickets, the katydids, and more. beautiful time of the year.
It really is. Well, expect a few showers, I think. We'll talk about that forecast coming up, Jim. But let's talk more about the eclipse when we chat next week. What do you say?
Okay.
Good deal. Thank you, Jim. Have a good week.
You too. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning here on 830 WCCO. 62 now. We'll have a look at that forecast coming up.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.